Yeah.
The Lord would say that He's putting you in a new place, and I saw a picture of bricks and bricks that were being put around you as a tower of protection. And the scripture, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it and are safe. That's out of Proverbs. That came to me. And I believe that the walls that the Lord is building around you is his own self. He's placing himself around you. He's compassed himself around about you. And that is for defensive purposes and also to be a place of intimacy for you to be in.
Amen.
I see you in a farm and you're ready to plow, and I see you bending down to get this machine to plow, and the Lord himself come behind you and he said, put this down, it's time for you to rest. Others have plowed the ground for you, says the Lord. Before you, generations before, even in your family, they have plowed the ground. Now your generation is to rest, is to sit down, says the Lord, and enjoy the harvest that I have for you, says the Lord. I see the Lord coming with a basket with many colors. It's like wood, but different colors in the basket. And I look inside and I see different fruits, not normal fruit that we eat, like no apples, no nothing. Different fruit, exotic fruit from different countries. And he said, I want you to taste in this time this different fruit. Trust me. It's not familiar with you, says the Lord, but open your mouth and I'm feeding you, says the Lord. And as you open your mouth, as you open your jaws to eat that sweet fruit, says the Lord, I see him coming behind you and putting a coat on top of you like a blanket, but with many colors, different colors, like rainbow colors. And I see him saying, you have the Joseph anointing, says the Lord. You are my Joseph here on earth right now, walking, says the Lord. But it's not time for you to plow. It's time for you to receive what others have found for you.
Amen. Amen.